Hey guys, Justin Brock here, the Medicare Guru, and I'm going to take a minute today to answer a question that I've been getting a lot from brand new agents. You know, I get a lot of questions, and a lot of times it's hard for me to answer everybody personally, but if I put out a video, I can answer it as many times as you watch this video. So, number one question, how much money can an insurance agent make? Anytime anyone is exploring a new career path, a new opportunity, I think that they want to know how much money they could make in that path, especially if they're young and ambitious. And I think that I want to answer this in a way that's not like, how fast can I make this, or how, you know, blah, you know, a lot of the textbook answers. First thing I want to say is, and this may be common sense to you, and I hope you look past that in the video and get on, because there's some substance here. But one of the common sense things that I want to say is that if you do people the right way, you help people through things, that is the way to build a business. So first and foremost, your platform in insurance should always be to help someone find a better solution to what they're already doing, whether it's life insurance, home and auto insurance, Medicare, health insurance, annuities, or retirement planning, anything in that financial sector. It should be your goal to help as many people as possible, and you will make really good money in the long term. So also a good principle that applies here is that it is a marathon, not a sprint. Those who try to make insurance a sprint typically go down the wrong paths initially and don't last in the insurance industry. There are plenty of people that make a lot of money in their first year, second year in insurance, but end up being part of that 92% that Cody Askins is always talking about, that end up getting out of the industry because they burnt themselves out and they burnt bridges along the path. So first and foremost, make sure you're helping people and you can make a lot of money. How much money can you make? You can make a lot of money, you know, but that's a multifaceted question. How much money can an insurance agent make? If we're gonna talk first about just an insurance agent, you know, that no downline, no recruiting, no building an agency, no employees right away, just an individual insurance agent, the answer is still a lot. Successfully, I've seen an insurance agent with no employees be able to, now working their ass off, maintain about a $500,000 a year income. Most have trouble getting past that. Of course, most have trouble getting to that, but most have trouble getting past that without hiring, because it is a lot of work, because you have to amass a lot of clients to do that. Now, there are people that make more than that in a year. There are people that are making in the millions in 1 year, but are they making that consistently? Remember in my video, three tips for new insurance agents, I say my number one focus is to create a focus in my agency or my business or my endeavor into insurance to focus first and foremost on a product that people need help with, and that is a complicating topic but creates a small residual base to my income. Everybody that I know, or 95% of the people I know that are really successful in the insurance industry, are focusing on long-term that goal. People that focus on the big upfront money, the only ones that really make a really good long-lasting career where they're not burning themselves out day in and day out in the long run, are recruiting and building an agency or a brokerage or a hierarchy. That's different. So first I'm gonna break down the numbers on being an individual agent, and I'm gonna focus on Medicare and health insurance to kind of give you an idea. All right, so the numbers on building a slow, hard house to build, like you know, the story of the three little pigs. You got the three little pigs and the pig that built the really easy straw house got blown down, and the second one built the really easy stick house and got blown down, and the third one built the hard, you know, to build brick house, and it didn't get blown down. If we want to build a business that can't get blown down by the big bad wolf, that can be the economy or whatever, I would say piece it together with bricks, okay? A brick that we use is a Medicare supplement. So MedSup, I'm using my green marker, which I'm about to abandon because it doesn't work. But I wanted to use green for money because we're talking about money. But we're gonna go back to black. MedSup, okay?
MedSup.
All right, these are bricks, okay? Another brick would be Medicare Advantage Plan, okay? Medicare Advantage Plan. The mortar that's holding these bricks together, we'll call Part D plans. Drugs, drug coverage, maybe dental, vision, and hearing. These are all little residual streams that are going to build us a big house. Typically, when you break down these numbers, you're looking at national average Medicare supplement premiums written with street level compensation. We're gonna say MedSups are bringing us approximately $300 a year for 6 years. Now you can rewrite that to help save your client money down the road if it goes up, and you can extend that renewal chain in most states. Some states are a little different, but this is the typical one. Dental, vision, and hearing, is, like $250 first year, and then it drops off to just a, small little, $25 renewal a year. Part D drug coverage would be somewhere around the, $45 a year renewal. You can get an upfront bigger one the first year. And then Medicare Advantage, you're talking about bigger upfront initial enrollment period commissions, but the renewal you're looking at about $205, but it's lifetime. So it's $205 a year. So if we're looking at these two bricks here, we average them out to say $250. Okay, so when I look at that $250 mark and I think, okay, if I have 10 clients, then I have $2,500 a year coming in, okay? If I have another 10, then I have $25,000. Now I got, not another 10, but 10 times that. If I have 100 clients, I got $25,000. If I 10 times that and I have 1,000 clients, I'm at $250,000. So the point in diminishing returns, and I think you can see all this, but the point of diminishing returns would be, when does my book of business, my clientele, get to a point where it's hard for me to service all of them, okay? The cool thing about MedSups, very little service work. Normally about every 4 or 5 years, you might get a call to rewrite, you may not, okay? So very, very little service work on that, okay? So that's why people love to build their book out of that. Medicare Advantage. A lot of people think you got to shop those plans every year, and I'm not saying it's not a bad idea, but statistically, if you sign somebody up at 65 or when they are become eligible for Medicare for a Medicare Advantage plan, statistically they are not shopping that plan. And you can't force someone to shop a plan, even if you send them newsletters and tell them and try to reach out to them to make sure their benefits are still good. You can lead the horse to water, but you can't make them drink. So a lot of these people are not shopping their plans, so still relatively low service work, okay? This is how you get your long-term residual income up. But what we found is that people get, on average, to around, when they get to that 1,000 client mark or so, maybe, 1,100, 1,200, and they're reaching that $250,000, $300,000 a year residual income coming in, and then maybe they're selling enough life, cancer, annuities on the side to get that income to up another, 100,000, 200,000 a year. This is where my number comes in, somewhere around 500,000 based on their, first year cross sales and their renewals adding up. But it gets hard to climb at the same pace once you get to that point, because you're going back, you're dealing with this, you're dealing with the people complaining about the drug plan, you're dealing with client services issues, and you get bogged down. So in my honest opinion, hard working, finding your groove, finding what works for you, investing the first 2 and 3 years, eating beans and cornbread like Dave Ramsey says to do, and putting everything back into it, you eventually can get to about that annually without anybody working for you. Now, if you get to that and you don't have anybody working for you, you're honestly a fool, because you should hire somebody out and pay them, $25,000 to $35,000 a year to help manage all of this crap that you're having to deal with, to help you manage and cut out a lot of the stuff so you can then scale. As you start hiring some people like this, it dips into your income, but it frees up some time for you to either enjoy your time and your family more and stay at that happy income, or most people that make this are conquistadors. They want to keep on with the conquest. They want to get out and make more money. So maybe that frees up time to go do some more things. So anyway, this is my individual agent outlook. This can be done on the home and auto side as well. But you have to have that residual base, or you'll be doing another way. I'm just going to erase this really quick. Okay, I'm a little sloppy, but another way that you can reach that income, and even more so, is selling, you know, focusing on life plus annuities. The problem with this is it is a grind. You find an annuity and you make, you know, 30K on it, 5K, 10K, $500. Maybe you land one again and you hit 8,000. And this sounds great, but it's very difficult to find those prospects. Why a lot of people go after the Medicare is because in your Medicare prospects, while you're building your residual, you can find the annuity prospects within there, but you're still making your base income off of the other stuff, helping people with the things that they really, really need. The life insurance side, you're maybe hitting $500 here, $1,000 there, $300, and all that can add up, and you can really, really bust your butt and make somewhere between $500K to $1 million in 1 year. I mean, we see that does happen. It is, you have no life. You're working all the time to do that in that industry. Or you get really, really fortunate and Bill Belichick is your annuity client. He drops in, you know, a $10 million annuity every year and you go home. But that's pretty rare. So, you know, obviously if you know somebody like that, get in the industry, write them an annuity, you'll be good. But most of us don't. So we're building this book out of this, and you can get to that. Now there's a huge burnout in here because, hey, I just made $1 million this year selling life and annuities. I had a killer year. It's 2020, time to start over. You're having to do it all over again. With Medicare or PNC, you still have developed that, let's say, $250,000 base. Or maybe the first year it's $25,000, the next year it's $60,000, the next year it climbs up, but you're developing that base, so you're walking into it. So if you have a month where you went and got a vasectomy because your wife didn't want to have any more kids and your balls swell up like a big balloon, and you had to sit in your recliner for 3 weeks, but you still got some residual coming in. You got the residual. If this is your strategy, you don't have the residual. You don't have any kind of coverage. So I hope you have a really good disability income policy if you made $1 million 1 year and the next year you're sitting in a recliner for a month. But I will also tell you what we think is the best way. The best way, and if you haven't read a book like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you should, so you can think about your business as a business. You're not a sole proprietor, you start out as a sole proprietor. But if you can think like an agency from the get-go, and I'm not saying go recruit day one or anything like that, but as you're building that residual income and you're getting it to, you know, 25,000 plus, maybe you made 50,000 in life and annuity commissions that first year. And then the next year you walk in and you got the $25,000 base residual, but you add another 30,000 to that because you're getting better at it. Plus you still did 50,000 in life and annuity sales, okay? So, you know, first year you're at 75,000, second year you're at 25, 30, now you're at 105,000. Okay, but then that next year you're walking in to 55K in residual, okay? But once you get to around this 105,000 mark, then start looking to hire a couple of people. Now you're hiring another agent and training them to do exactly what you're doing, and you build it where all the commissions go to the agency and you pay it out to your internal agents. Now, what you need to technically have to do this effectively would be providing them with leads, providing them with an office. So you have to get your residual up, you know, in here just to afford that bottom line. Now, a lot of people, if they're really, really Steve Jobs in it and they're in their garage and they don't care about, you know, anything except working, they could get to this 100,000 mark and already start doing this. A lot of other people wait until they hit that 250,000 mark and then they start doing it because they have the money, they have more money to spare. Now, if you think there's a magic number where you're gonna automatically have so much money you wanna start hiring people, there really isn't. At some point, you adapt to this growing income. You're adapting to it. And so when you hit this mark at 250,000, you think, man, I'm making a quarter million, I have money to spare. You really don't. You probably increased your house size, your car size, whatever, especially if you're married. And at some point, you're gonna have to dip into that and it's gonna feel bad to hire somebody. But remember, all these people that you hire are taking, they are income producing assets because you're training them to do things that you were having to do before. Even when it's just administrative stuff, that's freeing up your time to do what makes you more money. So you might even hire the admin people first. But ultimately, you're building an agency. And this agency can be telephonic. I know a lot of people that have built out call centers for life insurance, health insurance, Medicare, annuities even. It can be brick and mortar. You can build an office like we've built where we actually driving traffic to our location through long-term branding and advertising. You could build a brokerage. This is where you recruit people and you have a system where you pay them back in for production and kind of leave the marketing up to them, but you can give them their own, so they can come into your brokerage and be in a system that you plug them into, but they can start a brick and mortar, they can start a call center, they can do it however they want to. You could just give them advice and start it. But there's a lot of different ways to do this kind of stuff, but that's kind of, you know, my explanation for how much money someone can make. You can make as much as you want to. I mean, there are people in the industry that have sold businesses for $1.2 billion. I'm not thinking all that's coming home to them in profit, but we've seen some extreme profits come out of this stuff. We've seen people build up businesses really big and sell them for $50, $75 million. So there's a lot of people making a lot of money in the industry, but it's not easy. They're not doing it easy. Most people fail at it, and even the majority of the people that don't fail don't become multimillionaires. Yes, we're listed as the industry that makes the most millionaires, but that's not really that hard because most industries make very few millionaires in the grand scheme of things because most people aren't willing to do what it takes to get there. So that's my take on it. Go after residual. Build up your agency, you can make as much as you want to. Really, the sky's the limit. You could be the next guy that I talk about and say, some guy sold his business for $10 billion. I don't know what the possibilities are, but all I know is I haven't found a ceiling yet. So good luck, guys. If you're coming to the industry right now, please join Medicare Gurus. Check us out on justinbrock.net and subscribe to the channel because we put out a lot of good content. And remember, in your endeavors, help people and you will succeed to whatever level you want to help, or whatever level you want to succeed at some point. All right, guys, talk to you later.